This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9. Big Bear Mark with us, and Dr. Rob is with us as well in studio.
Hello, hey, Dr. Rob. Hey.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yes. Now, we're going to talk about right now, actually. It happened to me last couple of weeks. Had a couple of work Christmas functions.
Yeah, you've been socialising lots and doing the Christmas thing.
Well, you have to, don't you?
Yeah, and I've got my one coming up this week on Wednesday.
So this could serve as like a really good warning.
This will serve as a preempted warning.
So Christmas parties, right? So they're inevitably going to be with your work colleagues. Now this means that you are going to be with people that you wouldn't necessarily spend time with outside of work. Some that you might, but some that also you probably wouldn't as well,
yeah,
right? Fair
exactly.
to say.
Fair to say.
In every situation, unless you're like in one of those tight three-person workplaces or whatever.
Yeah.
We're in a company with like, you know, thousands of people. So anyway, so at the work Christmas party on Friday night, and there were a couple of times where I was cornered into a conversation that really not super appropriate for a work Christmas party.
Like what? I'm intrigued.
Well, not fun though. Like, you know, you're thinking like, ooh, inappropriate. Like,
inappropriate. No.
I'm all about those conversations. That's fine. but no, this was one example. I was cornered for about 10 minutes. Probably like 2 minutes. It felt like forever. Someone talking about the mental health and well-being of a friend of theirs.
Oh.
Which, you know, fine. Mental health struggles, or you know, I get it. But Christmas party, right? And then it went on to like, well, you know, they understand mental health because their parents also go through mental health. And they've tried to help them through their health issues as well. And they really feel connected to mental health because of that. And it went on like this for about 10 minutes.
It's a bit deep and meaningful for a Christmas party, I would think.
It's just a bit soon, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but
here's
soon.
The thing. This girl's lovely.
Yeah.
She only started working with us like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So I haven't had a lot of time spent talking to her at all. Like literally, this is probably the first long conversation that we'd had together.
Yeah.
And it just went toward this entire long spiel. And I was trying to think, how do I get out of this? How do I find a way to politely exit? Because I didn't want to be a dick about it, right? Because she's talking about mental health and that's a serious thing. I didn't want to be a jerk. So I'm like, how do I navigate this? I thought, I finished my drink really quickly.
Ah, well, that I was going to say, that's one way to do it.
Right? Mm-hmm. Thinking, I'm going to go to the bar and get another drink. I'll get a top up.
Yeah.
And that'll be a good way to kind of exit out of this conversation.
Yeah.
So I finished my drink and I was like, oh, look, I'm going to go to the bar and grab another drink. And then she's like, oh, I've got to go get one as well. And she comes with
coming.
Me. Yeah. She comes with me to the bar. And I'm just like, I didn't know what to do. I felt like I'm trapped in this conversation. I didn't want to leave it because it was kind of, she was taking it quite seriously.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be horrible about it. But at the same time, we're at a Christmas party. There's like 100 people. Everyone's having fun and playing
fun.
Pool and eating food and having some drinks. And here's me stuck in this conversation.
Maybe a better way would have been to say, oh, I just need to go to the loo.
Well, I realize this now, but I thought, you know, at that point,
well,
what
at
do
that
I do?
Point, yeah, you would have gone, no.
Crap. So what I want to know is, have you had a situation like this where you've been at a party and you're cornered into a really awkward conversation? Rob, you're a doctor. I'm sure this has happened to you before. Tell us about your awkward conversations you've been trapped in at parties and what your exit strategy was. Did you get out of it?
Did you get out of it, or did you have to bear the consequences of someone gnawing your ear off?
Yes, because Mark's at a party on Wednesday, and I reckon it could happen because you're in a new company.
Well,
so
I don't know many people. That's the whole point.
Exactly. So there's high risk of getting trapped with someone that's really horrible and annoying.
No, I hope not. We're talking about difficult conversations you've had at parties or Christmas parties.
And, you know, I think we've all been in a situation at any party, really, where you get stuck with somebody that you just don't really want to talk to. And it could be for many, many reasons. It could be that you don't like them. It could be the conversation's awkward. It could be really forced, like you're in a crowd and you're kind of left, you know, and you're left in the group and everyone else goes to get a drink or goes to the bathroom and you're stuck with the one person that you have nothing in common with. And yes. It's just like, oh, how do you get out of that situation? What's the polite way to exit that situation?
Oh, it's like, me being me, I mean, the one situation I remember about this sort of thing is I was at someone's barbecue or something, and so one thing I really hate is when people big note themselves.
Right.
And this person was continually big noting himself.
I know this person.
And you know, well, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And it was just like, and I was looking at them going, you have to be kidding me. And I was like, and unfortunately, it's very hard to extract yourself from that situation, especially when it's their place that you're at. And I was like, oh my God, I don't like this person. How do I get out of this?
Say, so, you don't like them when you're at their house.
Oh, I know, but it was
That's so awkward.
It's because, well, my partner at the time.
Oh, it was their friends.
It was their friends.
Okay, so you were kind of, you had to go.
I had to go.
Oh, that's horrible too. When the whole event is based around someone that you don't even like.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck talking to them.
I have to admit, at that point, I didn't really know them that well, so I didn't know that I didn't like them then. I know now.
You learned.
I learned. What about you, Dr. Rob? Have you had a situation where you've been stuck at a party with someone that you didn't...
Not really. I think I tend to be the person who stands there yakking way too much and going like, blah, 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 blah. And people are like going, yeah, okay, time to go now.
Thanks. So you're the person who want to get rid of?
I think so. I think, yeah. I'm one of those people who I like people and like talking to people and chatting to people. So, and I'll just sort of start talking and keep going. And you can start, and I'm sometimes get a little bit oblivious, and eventually I'll sort of notice that they kind of want to move on.
Yeah, you can tell, can't you? They're nodding a lot, just going, yeah, yeah. They're like drinking, they're looking around the room, trying to find somebody else to make eye contact with, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the moment when you're like, this is done.
Yeah. You stop talking and they have nothing to say.
Yes, indeed. I think the other thing as well is that situation where you're put in a situation where you have absolutely nothing in common with the other person. I mean, usually I can find something. I mean, the doctor thing really helps, actually, because you can kind of like, everybody has some interest in health, but eventually you kind of go, you do have these occasional situations where you're trying to make conversation. It's like, yes,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, come on, just make conversation. Station. Just be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are hard. Yeah. I love your story, Mark. I want to... I think it's great. Because there's nothing worse than someone who you don't know that well and they're just, like, bragging about themselves.
Yeah, they're bragging. Oh. And it's like...
That's so weird.
You know, and bragging about stuff you think, you shouldn't be bragging about that.
Like a new entry-level job. Well, like, for example.
It's funny you mentioned that because one of the things was it was like... They'd just become a supervisor in the call center. Now, I've got nothing against supervisors in call center. I was a supervisor in a call center myself 20 years ago. And it was like they were bragging about how they got this job and everything. I'm going, oh, it's not very good. I was thinking, it's not a very good job. It's like, okay, whatever. You know, good on you for having self-appreciation.
But you don't talk enough for like hours.
No,
you know what I mean?
And it was like it was endless and relentless, and it was like, oh, stop talking. Anyway, that's my rant for the morning.
Well, one tip that we had at the party on Friday night was we found someone that's really shy and didn't talk at all.
That's a good thing.
And we paired them with someone that talks a lot, and we sort of introduced them, and they're like backed away.
Oh, so, really?
And it was great. They chatted, well, you know, one of them chatted for ages because it was like perfectly paired, right? Because one of them wasn't talking to anybody. One of them was talking too much to everybody. So he put them together and like left. And it kind of just paired off two people that were kind of by themselves, a bit awkward, but together, perfect combination.
Oh, you could love that.
Yes.
It's like you always need at a party somebody who's like in the center who will like go around and socialize.
Yes.
And sort of networks between groups and things like that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, things can just get really stilted.
This is the Being the Podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.